Welcome back to the Christian Channel. My name is Claire McCallan, and we have a really beautiful, moving film to talk about today, Irina's Vow. And we are joined by two really incredible women. We have the daughter of the woman who this true story was based on, Miss Jeannie Smith, and also the star of the film, Sophie Nelisse. Ladies, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
So I do have to admit, I've been pretty busy this week, so I finished the movie about 10 minutes ago.
Very fresh.
Actually a good thing, right? Because it leaves a huge emotional impact. So I'm actually really grateful that I can be in that emotional space with you today. So first of all, I want to thank you for your incredible work. What a timely story. Really beautiful. Can one of you give me like a 3-sentence, how would you tell someone about the film that you just made?
You want to do it, Sophie?
I think it tells the story about this very courageous, devoted woman who puts everyone's needs before her own, and has devoted her life to saving other people's lives, even during the Holocaust, but even in the aftermath of the events, she's devoted her life to helping others in the only way that she could.
Yeah. Jeannie, what does it feel like to have this incredible woman that we're speaking about? We're speaking about her as an icon, as a role model, as a historical figure. And for you, that's mom.
It's pretty amazing. I have to pinch myself quite a bit. Since she's been gone, she passed away in 2003. She has just becomes bigger and bigger in my life every week. So I wish I had as much admiration for her when she was alive as I do now. And that's my one regret, actually. You know, you just don't appreciate what you have sometimes until it's gone.
Yeah, I'm sure she knew, though. I mean, they often do. Moms often do know in a way, even before we're able to get ourselves. Yeah, I think, Sophie, what you said is so interesting about how she always put other people's well-being before herself. And so for those of you who haven't read the background on the story, it is a World War II film about this very courageous young Polish woman who is harboring Jews who would otherwise be murdered by the Nazis in the Nazi regime. Within the walls of a Nazi major's house, which is just crazy, right? To be, and there's so much metaphor there, right? There's so much to work with there, but she's hiding him within the place that seeks to persecute them. But it's so interesting what you said about her always putting other people first. Isn't that just like a woman? It's such a distinctly feminine story. And I just think it's such a spectacular testament to the true power of femininity, that this is the type of superhero action that could really, I believe, only be done by a woman.
That's a great thought.
Yeah, no, I absolutely loved it. Sophie, if you don't mind me asking, as we spoke about earlier, it's incredibly emotional to watch. How was it for you stepping into those scenes every day? That must have been really heavy.
Yes, because there's such big shoes to fill. I think it was very overwhelming for me because she's led such a heroic and such an extraordinary life. And I knew that taking on this role would mean having to live up to the bar that she set and the expectations that she set, and knowing that Jeannie would watch the movie and that Dan Gordon would watch the movie, which is one of Irina's deepest friends. But I felt very well surrounded because I had access to archives of her and in some interviews in her 60s, and I had photographs of her in her 20s, and just, yeah, I think what really struck me the most was how full of light she always seemed to be despite everything that she's been through. And I really wanted to showcase that, because yes, it's everything that's happened is such a tragedy, but she has a way of seeing the best in people and the best in life. And I really wanted to showcase that in my performance.
Well, you did a really good job. It's really uncanny speaking to you now, because I've only been acquainted with you as this character. Right, Jeannie? Mm-hmm. You did such a great job. So it's crazy to be like, wait, this is an American girl also living in 2021.
A Canadian girl, but yes.
Oh, my apologies. really, truly incredible job. One last question for you both before we tell people how they can see the film and where they can see it. Who do you think is the perfect audience for this film? Who should go see it?
For me, my mom's passion was always young people because they are the future generation. So, you know, I know it's rated R in it because of the content it needs to be, but I hope every young person, college student, sees this that it impacts them, because like Sophie said, it is such a kind of a me generation where we're just focused on every detail about ourselves, and we'll implode if we keep doing that as a nation. So, you know, to impart the fact that we can have eyes that see other people, that we can see where we can jump in and make a difference, that's huge. That's how we keep our humanity. And so, you know, I want everyone to see it, but truly it's just my prayer that younger people would see it, that it would just plant a seed in them that would not go away, and that it would bear a lot of fruit. So that's my hope.
I mean, I agreed with Jeannie. I think it speaks to such a wide audience. I do think that the younger generation is the voice of the future, but I think everyone should go see it because everyone can take something different away from the movie, and it's never too late to change and to see the world in a different way. Even if you're in a later stage of your life, I think there's still time for you to make a difference. So I think everyone should go see it.
I agree. Amen. And anyone who watches my reviews knows that I'm a big baby when it comes to anything violent. Jeannie, I was surprised to hear it's R-rated. I didn't even realize that ahead of time. Sophie, I've wanted to watch Yellow Jackets forever. I've heard it's so well done. And I took one look at it and I said, Claire McCallan, know that well. You're not going to be able to pull this one off.
It's and, a ride.
You know, I read the Wikipedia pages because the story is so interesting to me, but I know I'm nightmare prone. But I will say, for anyone at home watching this, you have teenagers, there are some tough moments, some really painful moments, but it is never gratuitous. And I think that it is an okay film to watch with your teenagers as long as you're willing to hold that space and have those conversations. I think it's an important
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah. Ladies, when and where can people see this film?
Playing all over the country, April 15th and 16th, I believe through the United States and places in Canada. So go online, put Irina's Vow near me, and you'll get the closest theater. So I wish the one here in Vancouver, Washington, we only have one theater. We're not as big as Portland, Oregon. It's going to be packed. So they needed a stadium because we've got it full.
Well, ladies, congratulations, and thank you so much for the wonderful work you do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for your help. Bye-bye.